Ninth grade, English for Starters book. This record covers the rest of the fifth unit from Module 3. It's presented by Light Initiative and voiced by Zainab Shaheen. The title of the lesson is Illnesses. Vocabulary, illnesses. الأمراض, headache, sprained ankle, stomach ache, sore throat, temperature, broken leg, toothache, cold, cough, earache. Exercise number 4. Write the missing words. The words are antibiotics, bed, prescription, problem, Saturday, sore throat, temperature, weak, doctor, hello Saleh, please sit down, what's the space? The word is problem, Saleh, well doctor, I've got this terrible space. The answer is sore throat, doctor, how long have you had it, Saleh? For a space. The answer is week. It started last space. The word is Saturday. Doctor, have you got a space? The answer is temperature. Saleh, yes, I have. And I feel shivery. Doctor, let me have a look. Yes, I think you've got an infection. I'll give you some space. The word is antibiotics. And I think you should stay in space for a few days. The word is bed. Here's the space. The answer is prescription. Saleh, thank you, doctor. The next lesson. Famous doctors. The makers of modern medicine. Doctors know all about bodies and illnesses, but where did their knowledge come from? You may be surprised to learn that the study of medicine started over 2000 years ago. Ibn Sina, Muslim doctor, philosopher, an artist, born 980 CE. Ibn Sina is called the father of modern medicine. He wrote Canon of Medicine, one of his most famous books, in 14 volumes. He wrote about the human body, surgery, and treatments. As a young man, Ibn Sina studied medicine and treated the sick. He described the symptoms of illnesses accurately. The teaching of medicine was based on his work till the 16th century. Even doctors today study his works. Al-Razi, doctor, philosopher, and scholar, born 865 CE. Al-Razi wrote over 50 books and articles. He traveled to many lands. He was the director of 2 hospitals and was very kind to patients. He based his studies on accurate observation of illnesses and was the first doctor to describe allergies. He even wrote a medical manual for the ordinary person. Galen, ancient Greek doctor, born 131 CE. Galen studied medicine at a famous medical school in Egypt. He worked as a surgeon. He learned about injuries and did eye operations. He studied how blood moves around the body. He wrote many books, including a 17-volume book on medicine and anatomy. Doctors continued studying Galen until the 16th century. Hippocrates, ancient Greek doctor, born 460 BCE. Hippocrates is known as the father of medicine. He based his work on observation, the description of symptoms, the study of the human body, and talking to patients. He believed in the importance of rest, a good diet, fresh air, and hygiene. He was the first doctor to say that thoughts and feelings came from the brain. Medical students today, after Hippocrates promised to treat the sick, keep patients' secrets, and teach medicine to the next generation. Vocabulary, medicine, allergy, treatment, surgery. Exercise number 1. Match the words with the definitions. Number 1. Injury. The definition is hurt, such as a cut to the body. Number 2. Allergy. The definition is number F. When you have contact with something that makes you ill, such as an animal or flowers. Number 3. Surgery. The answer is number E. An operation. When doctors cut your body. Number 4. Treatment. The definition is number A. Medicine or medical care to cure you. Number 4. Symptoms. The definition is number B. Signs of illness, such as a temperature. Number 6. Hygiene. The definition is number C. The rules for keeping you and your surroundings clean. Question number 2. Read the article and copy and make notes in this table. Hippocrates, Galen Al-Razi, Ibn Sina. Date of birth, one achievement. Hippocrates, date of birth, 460 BCE. Galen, 131 CE. Al-Razi, 865 CE. Ibn Sina, 980 CE. One achievement. Hippocrates said that thoughts and feelings came from the brain. Galen did experiments and eye operations. Al-Razi, first doctor to describe allergies. Ibn Sina wrote over 450 books about medicine. Vocabulary, medical discoveries. Vitamin, DNA, X-rays, blood groups. Aspirin, vaccination, anesthetic, antiseptic, antibiotics. Write the definitions of these words. Blood groups, the four types of human blood. X-rays, a photograph of the inside of the human body. Aspirin, a common painkiller. Vitamin, a substance you find in food, which is essential for health. Vaccination, an injection that protects against disease. Anesthetic, it allows a patient to feel no pain during operation. Antiseptic, liquids we use to clean injuries and prevent infection. Antibiotics, pills and creams which prevent the growth of bacteria. DNA, the code we carry in our cells. Blood groups, makes giving blood to patients safe. Antiseptic, kills bacteria. Without it, simple operations would kill people. Vaccination, stops people getting dangerous diseases. Anesthetic, no one feels pain during surgery. And now let's move to the activity book, page number 30 and 31. Reading. Brian is a surgical nurse. He did this specialized course after he qualified as a nurse. First, he had to get some experience work in a surgical department, such as in general or day surgery. But what does a surgical nurse do? Basically, we assist the surgeons. A very important part of the job is getting the patient ready for the operation. We explain to the patient what's going to happen during the surgery and also check that he's healthy enough to have the operation. We also help to prepare the operating room, making sure that it's clean and that all the things the surgeon needs for the operation are there. During the surgery, we help the surgeon by passing him or her surgical tools needed for the operation. We also keep an eye on the patient to make sure that he is in a stable condition, keeping a constant check on the patient's heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing. When the surgery is over, we count the surgical tools so that none go missing during the operation. Our rule doesn't end after the operation. We have to change the patient's bandages and make sure that we give the right painkillers and care in the ward while they are recovering. So really, we are there at the beginning and at the end of their hospital treatment. Exercise number 1. Read the article. Write Brian's different duties in the correct place in the table. Explain what's going to happen before the operation, during the operation, after the operation. Before the operation, number 1, prepare everything they need. Number 2, play music. Number 3, give drugs to make the patient fall asleep. During the operation, number 1, put a tube in the lungs. Number 2, check heart rate. After the operation, number 1, wake patient up. Number 2, give painkillers. Exercise number 2, write the names of these people from the text. Number 1, the person who carries out an operation. Surgeon. Number 2. The person who helps a doctor in the hospital. Nurse. Number 3. The person who has an operation in hospital. Patient. Writing. Read this problem and give advice. I want to be fitter and healthier. What should I do? Use these notes. Food. Avoid sweets and too much sugar. Don't eat too late at night. Eat healthy snacks like fruit or nuts. Exercise. Do regular exercise at least 30 minutes. 3 times a week. Do exercise that makes your heart rate faster, as well as stretching exercises like yoga. Warm up before exercise. Relax after exercise. Sleep. Get enough sleep at night. Help box. Don't forget to use, first of all, also, in addition, you should. It's a good idea too. Another thing you could do is, what about, why don't you try? Now write your advice. The end of the record and the unit.